Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Okay,
let's download the Odyssey app. So you can listen to KSW and all That's the music, the news, the all sports, right. The podcasts that move you.
All I heard was music, and right, that's the first thing that came in my headphones. So I thought we were still in the song. So okay. I'm back.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Odyssey app, Steve, huh?
Yes.
Can we download it?
I'd like to. Right, I undownloaded it just so I could download it again this morning.
AUDACY Odyssey.
Let's play B Mix.
Bump it up for Monday! Ooh, old school, right? Oh, that's the attraction right there, baby. Elvis.
Now, is he like playing like an accordion, like organ or something? Not an accordion, but an organ or something when he's rolling with that? It sounds like there's an organ in the back
there's
of that.
There's a definite organ in there.
Okay, yeah, cool, yeah.
I didn't mean accordion.
Well, he played the keys. I mean, he was a keyboard dude, so.
Oh, really?
I know, he could do that as well as play the git fiddle.
Yeah,
I have no knowledge of Elvis Costello other than this song.
And that could be like an organ version, of like a keyboard synthesizer that's made to sound that way.
I love that sound.
It sounds great.
Hopefully that got you guys all pumped up. Let's get to our contestant. We got Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
Good Monday morning. Yes, I'm here.
Good Monday morning. All right, Steve, get out of here. Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How many personal fouls can a player receive before getting ejected from an NBA game?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
No. Which ocean is off of the California coast?
Pacific.
Yes. Auction Web was the original name for what company?
Google.
No.
IBM.
No.
Microsoft.
No. Which president is on the quarter?
That is Washington.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of U2?
Bono.
Yes. Chartreuse is a color between yellow and what?
Green?
Yes. Ooh. Which billionaire was on the most recent Saturday Night Live?
Uh-oh. Oh, is that Elon Musk?
Yes. In the nursery rhyme, what did Jack and Jill go up the hill to fetch?
A pail of water.
Yes. The pineapple plant originated on what continent?
North America.
No.
South America.
Yes. What year in the late 70s did Sex Pistols bassist Sid Vicious pass away?
Did you say mid-70s?
Late 70s.
Late, we're going 79.
Yeah! Nice. And Jeff gets 8 correct with that
nice
one.
Nice shot.
Nice guess, yeah.
All right.
See, Steve's not the only lucky one that can pull him out.
That's true. That's true. We'll have to see if Steve can
get pumped up today.
That was almost an Arnold thing right there.
Yeah, you almost made it happen.
Yeah.
Pump you up.
Hans
and
Franz. Wow.
Hans and Franz. Right,
that's bad. Unbelievable. Yeah. I feel like I'm there.
Back in the 80s, boys.
Yeah. Wow. Steve, are you ready?
All right.
How many personal fouls can a player receive before getting ejected from an NBA game?
Three?
No.
Two?
No.
Five?
No.
Four?
No.
Six?
Yes. Which ocean is off the California coast?
Pacific.
Yes. Auction Web was the original name for what company? Yes. Which president is on the quarter?
Lincoln?
No.
Roosevelt?
No.
Washington?
Yes.
Yes.
Who is the lead singer of U2?
Bono.
Yes.
Bono.
Chartreuse is a color between cheese. Yellow and what?
Sorry.
Not cheese.
Yellow and red.
No.
Yellow and blue.
No.
Yellow and green.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
You already guessed, though, yeah, so too late.
That doesn't count.
Which billionaire was on the most recent Saturday Night Live?
Elon Musk.
Yes. In the nursery rhyme, what did Jack and Jill go up the hill to fetch?
Cheese. A pail of water.
Yes. The pineapple plant originated on what continent?
North America.
No.
Asia.
No.
Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Steve, you lose 8-6.
If you got one more right, Steve, if you got one more right, I would have come to your defense, Steve, even though it would have cost me a song.
Really?
Why?
Why? Well, you'll see in a minute. Well, why? Well, first of all, Jeff, great job. I get my song, and I'm definitely going to play that. I'm not going to forget to play that. That's going to happen.
Good job,
maybe. Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much, BJ. Thank you.
Ooh, a nice one, too, to get you pumped up.
Oh, yeah.
Always enjoy Static X.
Well, being an artist, a former artist as I am, of course, technically speaking, chartreuse really is a combination of yellow and blue, since green is also a combination of yellow and blue.
Oh.
So technically speaking, green
sure,
is...
Sure, whatever.
That's what I'm
whatever.
Saying.
Whatever.
So it's not wrong
because you were once an artist. You took a class once in like 70
I'll have
years
you
ago.
Know, I was not a good artist and took many classes, but I was not good.
The B in BJ stands for Bob Ross.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. I forgot okay. that.
When you Google it, though, it says it's a color between yellow and green.
Mm. I get it. I understand that it is.
And that's why they call French liqueurs called green chartreuse.
I understand that, Vicky. My point being is that green itself is a combination of yellow and blue. Green is not the color
Google.
On its own.
He's an artist.
He was an artist.
He was an artist.
Cool.
Everything I think it's a weak argument, but...
Yeah. It's a weak argument because, in fact, everything is a combination of either, you know, red and blue, yellow and blue.
I'm done. We're good. Bye.
Just saying.
My brain hurts.
Yes.
Just say it.
You got primary colors, biatches. What can I tell you?
Hey, look, you're just unfortunately stuck in a room with non-artists.
It's what it is. Yeah, I mean, I can't help it if they're not artists.
Pain.
I thought they were creative, but apparently they can't be that creative if they don't know primary colors.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they would not know what to do with crayons.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, I got news for
you're
it.
You're supposed Rev to eat them, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Clearly.
Rev can do something else with crayons.
Wow.
Yeah, a whole box, just like that girl at the fries.
And one person at Rev specifically said a color, not a combination of, which...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It is a combination of yellow and blue. Chartreuse actually is a combination of yellow and blue. It is true.
All right.
No one cares.
He comes out of nowhere with the no one cares line.
No.
I love it.
Well, I'm going Pat Sajak. Steve, someday, if you're on Wheel of Fortune, or you're on, you know what, and there's $1 million on the line, that is actionable in court. Because
I don't know,
fact,
though, because
well, technically, they don't ask questions on Wheel of Fortune. Blah.
Yeah.
Well, that, right. And also, according to one texter, they say it's where it appears on a color wheel.
Yes, but
and on the color wheel, it's not going to be between red or blue. It's going to be next to the color green.
Well, if he said where it appears on a color wheel, yeah, that would be right.
Shut
but he said,
up.
What is it a combination of? And
Jesus,
it is. Chartreuse
dude.
Is a combination of a bunch of yellow and a little bit of blue, is really what it is.
How come it's not cheese, though? That's my question. Isn't it like chartreuse? Is that a type of cheese?
No, that's a charcuterie, isn't it?
Oh, charcuterie.
Yeah, that too.
All right, that's why I thought cheese.
The problem is none of you are artists.
No.
I think that's really what it is. If
the
you were
problem
artists,
is nobody cares.
Man, nobody cares, man.
Now, Steve, I will tell you this. I am having a time of my life. He's pissed. So really, I care. I think that's really the win right there. That's the big win right there. There should be a victory song for that, that he's pissed. Thank you. Oh, yeah. I would support this for Reb being pissed.
Art.
Yes, as an artist, I think you can understand. And if you can't, well, you're not an artist.
Well, you're not anymore. You used to be, you said.
I'm still an artist. I'm a verbal artist, obviously.
Oh,
God. There we go. I think I won that
you
one.
You and Aurora Snow.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. And don't forget the girl that eats all those French fries.
Yeah, what's her name? Sarah?
French fry girl eating a large fry at once. If you haven't seen the video, go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com and see a woman eat in one bite one large McDonald's fry. You will fall in love.
That's all I'm going to say.
Got a new study. Turns out we are guilty of doing something 12 times a month, and it's costing us about $300 a month doing it. What is it? Oh, I'm going to tell you. At 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Oh, man. This is a disturbing story about how the pandemic has definitely affected us.
Uh-oh.
A new survey has found that impulse spending has jumped 51% in the last year. 5-1. Yep.
I'd buy it because it's like buying stupid stuff or impulsively. I don't know. It gives me a quick like adrenaline rush.
I love how what you said was, oh, I buy it. Like, you, yes. I buy that survey.
I would buy the survey impulsively.
Yeah, the average American has made 12 impulse buys and spent $276 on them every month. Damn. So, yeah, that's not a surprise to anybody. All right. Yeah, I'm trying to cut back because I'm realizing, man, there are things that especially with my board game addiction, I'm like, why did I do this? You know, the thing, I just got something in the mail yesterday. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot I backed this. Why? Why did I back this game? I don't even want this.
There are times that things show up in the mail. My wife says, what did you order? And I have to, like, take a second to, like, reassess my purchasing habits and be like, I honestly don't remember, and I'm sorry. Because she gives me a hard time. She's like, you're so much like your dad. My dad would buy all the dumb things that you see on TV.
Ooh, nice.
Well, I'm no better. I just buy all the things that are targeted at me on Facebook. If I want to save money, I just need to delete Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. Luckily for me, Facebook only shows me stuff I've already bought. So I'm...
congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, you know what that means? That means even before Facebook can take advantage of me, I'm taking advantage of myself and making these impulse buys.
Like the latest one, my wife gives me a hard time. I bought a belt that's elastic.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, because I just thought it looked cool. It's called an arcade belt. Sorry, it's not going to show up in all of your Facebook pages.
Whoops.
But, and it shows up, and it's definitely not worth the $30 that I spent on it, but I love it. I actually use it all the time. Like, this belt is great.
Really? An elastic belt? That seems kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah, it's basically you turn... Oh, my gosh, I sound like an advertiser.
I'm sorry.
But it's an elastic strap, and if you set it right, it's comfortable, and it also keeps your pants up.
Nice. So does it basically turn all of your regular pants into stretchy pants? Is that what's the idea? Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
There we go.
Oh, and they have all sort of cool styles.
Oh, yeah. You know, I went with the coolest, which is just the plain black one.
Oh, of course you did.
Well, you'll get them all in your targeted ads now. So. Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, George.
My wife's like, it's stupid. It looks like a seatbelt. And I'm like, well, I don't care. I don't tuck my shirts in, so I don't care what it looks like to people. It's just as long as it works.
I kind of think it's cool because it does look like a seatbelt. You know, it's almost like you're doing some sort of retro look. You know, like, dude, are you wearing a seatbelt from an airplane or a car? Yeah, dude, that's my look. All right. Well, you know what? I'm almost impulse buying this, Steve. This is not good.
Do it, man. $30. No, well spent.
Danny's the worst, by the way. Danny is worse than Facebook because as soon as you say you want to do something you're not really wanting to do, Danny's like, oh, yeah, that angel on your shoulder's gone. I'm like, I'm replacing it.
I'm your biggest cheerleader when it comes to buying things. Mostly because I'm just trying to make myself feel better because of all the stuff I buy.
I've encouraged Danny to purchase things to make me feel better, too. Yeah.
Danny, is that why you're wanting me to eat all the bad stuff so you can eat all the bad, feel good about all the bad stuff you've eaten?
Yes.
Well, they say what misery loves company, but broken fat also loves broken fat company.
Yay! Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? I'm an expert in both. In my life, I have been very much broken, very much fat. So, all right. I like this. So, yeah, impulse buying, man, 50%. It's up over 50% in the last year, people making impulse buys. Wow.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
All right. So, since that's a situation where people are making an average of 12 impulse purchases a month, based on this, we want to know whether it be a purchase or an action, what was the most ridiculous impulse decision that you have made? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What was the most ridiculous impulse decision that you've made? We got your calls. We got your texts after Alice on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
So the average person makes 12 impulse purchases a month. That is a 50% increase in the last year than what we used to do. So based on this, we want to know whether it be a purchase or an action, what was the most ridiculous impulse decision that you've made? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Benjamin in Kirkland, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, fam.
Yeah, morning, Ben. What you got for us, buddy?
Oh, man. My impulse purchases have been off the chain lately. Just yesterday, we went and picked up a 4Runner so we could try to go do some camping. Yeah.
So seriously, you went into the car dealership and said, I'm doing this. Here it is.
It was more or less like OfferUp has been my like best friend recently, and that's all I've been doing is OfferUp stuff. And the day before that, it was an elliptical.
Oh.
And
was that off OfferUp too?
That was an offer up as well.
See, that's the problem. They you see these things, you're like, that's not a bad deal. Even though you don't need it, you're like, I can't afford not to get this.
Right.
I want to get in shape. I need an elliptical.
Damn, I'm going to offer up.
I was fat and now I am broke, so I need to get on that elliptical.
Boom. Welcome to the club, buddy.
But you can do outdoor stuff.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great night.
Oh, you too. That's awesome. I didn't. You know what? Until this call, I didn't even know about OfferUp, and please don't let me remember that because I think I would be in big trouble.
Send him an email, Vicky.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Because Steve is right. I mean, it's like right now I'm going, I am not paying full price for these things. This is dumb. But now you're going to say OfferUp where it's not going to be full price. Now I'm going to have a lot of stuff I don't want that I paid half price for.
Yeah, it's like there's I don't even know what it is. It's like they sell like used like hockey equipment, but all other sporting equipment as well. And it always shows up on my Facebook. It's like a swap line or I don't know what the hell the name of it is, but I always click on it when it shows up on my Facebook. And then I'm like, I'm one button away from purchasing like something. I'm like, these are so cool. And it's, it's only, quote unquote, $400. It would be $1,200 if I bought it new.
Only.
Right.
Only. Well, I mean, would you call I don't know if I call it a gadget or tech. Number 9 on the list is gadgets and tech stuff. I don't know if I would call an elliptical actually gadgets and tech stuff, but.
It's like more workout equipment. I don't feel like it. I mean, I guess it's kind of, I mean, it's electronic.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, I mean, is that usually that's not an impulse buy. Well, I guess, you know, but yeah, people probably buy a lot of exercise on impulse because, especially after the first of the year where you're trying to do your resolutions. Mm-hmm. I think, so I guess that could be impulse.
I feel like right around tax return season, that's probably when people make some of the more. Because it's like, in your head, even though it's not, I understand that, but like in your head, you're like, I just got free money. And then you're like, it's money I didn't even know I had, so I could spend it on whatever.
Yeah. Well, the number one thing on this list of the things that people do buy on impulse, we could control because you always hear, don't go to a supermarket hungry.
And that's why I don't go to a supermarket ever. Because I'm always hungry.
Good call.
Yeah, because that's the number one thing we impulse buy, food and groceries. And I bet it's because you go in there hungry. I know that's my thing.
Snickers bars, just last night. Bought one.
Oh,
see, mine's too. I'm not even a Snickers bar fan, but it was there. And I was like, I kind of...
I wasn't even a fan, but it was there.
It was there on the self-checkout. You know, I have like a little mini display of candy right there. And I'm just like, grab it, scan it.
All right, hold
eat
on.
It before I get home.
I've done that with Twix before, so yeah, I can't throw stones.
But I almost got the Twix.
Oh.
That's what I don't understand. If you're not a fan of it, wasn't there other candy to choose that you like? What's your favorite candy bar?
I mean, I'm not really a big, like, chocolate guy.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
I don't dislike Snickers, but, like, I'm more of, like, the Halloween-size Snicker fan.
Sure.
Like, a quick bite. I don't need a whole bar. But that was pretty much the best of all the options.
Yeah. I'm like that with Snickers with almonds. What used to be the Mars bar, but now it's just Snickers with almonds.
Mars are legit.
And I have to stay away from the normal size candy rack always has them in the supermarket. And it's like, I just keep my eyes up. I keep my eyes up. I look right at the person, you know, who's the checker, the cashier, and just go, I'm not going to turn to my right. I'm going to just keep looking at you. Eyes
they're like weirded out. Why is he maintaining eye contact? Did I do something wrong? No, it's just to avoid the candy bars.
You're right. I've had to explain myself. They're like, sir, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I just don't want to look behind me. And they're like, why do you think someone's after you? Yes, the Snickers with almonds is after me.
How about this text that I got super drunk when I spent $600 on 2 12-foot vinyl tiger stickers, LOL. I was going to put them on a car, but once I sobered up, I didn't want them anymore.
Oh no.
I wonder why. I wonder why when you sobered up, you didn't want them anymore.
Maybe when you get drunk, you'll put them back on the car.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm going outside. I'm putting them on.
Yeah. I know. The drunk you is going to be very upset when you get rid of them.
See, I made a drunk purchase recently, but I'm really stoked about it, which was the inflatable kayak.
Oh, did you get it yet?
I did.
Have you tried it?
I have not yet.
I've seen these online. I want one.
I wanted one so bad, but it was kind of expensive, and it was one of those things of like, hey, this is cool, and I was super wasted, and then the next, like a week later, it showed up at my doorstep, and I was like, what is this? This is heavy. Oh, I bought it by accident.
Oh, you got that primnesia going on.
Yeah. The inflatable kayak. It's just basically a raft, right?
It's a kayak, but it's inflatable.
Yeah, holds up to 400 pounds.
Well, the one that Vicky's showing me, is the kayak the thing that it's usually one man and you can flip it over? Is that a kayak or am I thinking of something? Or is that a canoe? I don't know. Well,
I always get those two confused, but I think you can have a two-person kayak.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You can, but the one that Vicky's showing me just looks like a raft. Did they take you for a ride on this, Danny?
Well, I think it's got a pointy front and back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think, pointy-ish.
Yeah.
It looks kind of like an inflatable banana.
I'm excited. It really is. It's an inflatable raft that they go, here's a point. We're going
to
make it a kayak.
I hope Danny goes around asking people, hey, would you like to ride on my inflatable banana?
And some of the kayaks are covered. Like your bottom half would be covered when you're sitting in, but others you can be exposed.
Yeah. Oh, you can? Oh, all right. See, now I'll do that kayak because I'm always afraid I can't get out of the other ones.
An inflatable raft wouldn't hold 400 pounds. I'm excited because when Lily comes, we're going to go out on the Sound and probably hopefully not get eaten by whales.
Yeah, that probably won't happen.
Yeah, it's not whale season.
You never know.
Well, you know what, Danny? Congratulations on that purchase.
Thank you.
That was very impulsive.
Do you have an air blower?
I came with one.
Okay, good.
Yes. I was just like pump that up manually.
Yeah, you don't have to
forget that.
Suck.
That would really, really suck. Well, I think that falls under gadgets and tech stuff, right? Maybe vehicles, number eight. People make purchases. I mean, it's kind of a vehicle.
A texter said they bought a Corvette once impulsively. They said, my impulse buy was a 2014 Corvette last year. My father passed. I got some money, saw it for sale, picked it up the next day. Unfortunately, last July, it was totaled by a truck.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn.
That's how my wife got her Jaguar for a little while. It was kind of an impulse. It came across, and she was just like, you know what? I've never had a Jaguar before.
And it's the car, not the animal.
Yeah. We don't need the animal. Carl and Frank would be kind of pissed if we got a Jaguar.
You watch Tiger King. Next thing you know, you're buying an exotic cat.
Well, you know, there are people that have gone out there and bought some exotic pets that are like, you know, man.
So did she keep it or did she sell it?
We kept it until we had to take it in for repairs because repairs are very expensive for a Jaguar. And so basically just sold it and traded it in for a nice Hyundai.
Yeah, see, that's
way more affordable to repair.
Yes, way more affordable.
Because, you know, and I learned this from, was it Ford versus Ferrari? If you're not going to use a high-performance car the right way, why have it? Because they're high-performance to maintain as well.
Oh, like you found absolutely, out. Yeah. But it was, on her commute, it was basically like driving a cloud.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with driving a cloud.
Right.
Vehicles, number eight on the list. People do make those impulse purchases on vehicles. I'm curious about Vicky. Vicky, what's your impulse purchase?
It happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And it is so dumb. I've been watching a lot of cleaning TikTok lately. So I started cleaning, you know, a couple of things. And one thing led to another. I ended up at the store and spending $100 on cleaning and organizing supplies. Oh. So all of my drawers are super organized. My mom owns a cleaning company. She already has a lot of these cleaning supplies. But I wanted the ones I saw specifically on TikTok, like the Scrub Daddy.
Scrub Daddy?
Yeah,
Scrub Daddy's awesome.
If I was single, that'd be my nickname.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Was that on Shark Tank, like Vicky? I feel like I've seen that. Yeah, Scrub Daddy's awesome.
Like my mom
Scrub Daddy?
You make the same face of it.
Yeah. Hee! Smiley face. But like everyone has it on TikTok. My mom uses just regular sponges. So I'm like, I need to go to Scrub Daddy. Yeah. It's for $4. I don't care. But yeah, I spent
it's America's favorite sponge, according to their website.
That's right.
But they're so popular, there was only like two left. There was none left.
Wow.
I'm looking at this thing. It's a sponge.
It's a sponge with a smiley face.
It's
what the hell?
It's hard.
Pardon me?
So it really gets in there.
Oh, Scrub Daddy is
What's
hard.
What's that? What are we talking? Phrasing, Lana.
So I was like, what's the big deal? And I felt it. I'm like,
so when it gets wet, it doesn't stop being hard?
I haven't got it wet yet.
Oh.
But I will let you know if it stays
hard. Yeah, please report on Scrub Daddy hardness.
I feel like we're all going to have to go see HR after this conversation.
Don't hate on my Scrub Daddy.
Number two, things around the house. Number two is things around the house. That's what we make impulse buys on. So I cannot throw stones at Vicky on this one because, yeah, everybody does that. I mean, that makes sense.
It says it stays firm in cold water but gets soft in warm water.
Oh. Mm. All right, Scrub
not
Daddy.
Not sure. All right.
That's my Tinder profile bio.
All right. Rev, how about you?
Well, things around the house, does that include 3-foot-tall life-size statues of Yoda?
Yeah, that's it.
Because that's around my house, and I drunkenly impulse bought that at a party. I was at a friend's party, and another guy was there, and he was like, I have this Yoda statue, and apparently he collected them and then resold them. So I immediately bought it, stuffed it in the back of my car, and I've had it for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I think we'll call that number 5, toys for our kids.
Fair. Yeah, it's pretty fair. You know, it's not a toy, though. It's a collector's item.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I've got some of those, too. They're not toys, really. Seth Rogen just shared a great story about a time that things got awkward with him and the man that created Star Wars. You're going to hear from Seth at 7:50 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case, You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it. But you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month. And that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.